From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. military has stopped flying victims of the earthquake in Haiti to the United States because of an apparent dispute over who will pay for their medical care. The evacuations were suspended after Florida Governor Charlie Crist asked the federal government to help pay for the health care for evacuees who've been brought to his state. Some doctors with relief groups in Haiti, though, are asking for the flights to resume because they say some of their patients need care they can only get in the U.S. China has suspended military exchanges with the United States, that move in protest over U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. The Obama administration has notified Congress of a proposed $6.4 billion arms package for the island, which China claims as its own. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Tokyo.
The official Xinhua news agency carried a statement from the defense ministry, which said that the arms sale had harmed China's national security and that planned visits between the two militaries would therefore be temporarily suspended. It added that the defense ministry had summoned the U.S. defense attaché in Beijing and lodged a formal protest. The proposed arms package includes Black Hawk helicopters and Patriot air defense missiles. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister He Yafei, meanwhile, summoned U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman and said the weapon sales would have a negative impact on many areas of cooperation between the two countries. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
Shiite rebels in the north of Yemen are ready to accept the government's ceasefire conditions, according to an internet posting today by the rebel leader. Hostilities have been flaring there for 5 years. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
In the audio recording, rebel leader Abdulmalik al-Houthi said his group is prepared to meet government conditions for a ceasefire, including giving up strategic positions in the north. The rebels have already claimed to have withdrawn from Saudi territory they occupied since late last year. Saudi defense officials refused to accept that the rebels withdrew voluntarily, saying they were driven out by Saudi forces. Yemen is under growing pressure to end hostilities in the north to free up resources to combat al-Qaeda operatives in the country. The government has taken a newly aggressive stance against al-Qaeda since last month, launching a series of raids and airstrikes on al-Qaeda targets. Officials say a number of al-Qaeda operatives have been slain, but the group is still believed to be a potent threat. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.
A winter storm is blitzing the southeastern states today. A thick coating of ice in Oklahoma has downed power lines there. Andrea Chancellor with the Public Service Company of Oklahoma says it will take days to restore power to the thousands of homes and businesses that have lost electricity.
It's a very serious storm for us, and our electric grid out there has pretty much been devastated. So it will take some rebuilding, and that will be some time.
States of emergency have been declared in North Carolina, Virginia, Arkansas, and Tennessee. This is NPR News from Washington. NATO is pledging to investigate a friendly fire incident that left 4 Afghan soldiers dead. An airstrike was called in on what turned out to be an Afghan army post. The Afghan Defense Ministry says it wants those responsible punished. In California, voters are likely to face a ballot initiative this fall that could legalize the recreational use of marijuana in the state. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has the story.
California already allows the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes. Now, proponents of legalizing the possession of a limited amount of pot for adults say they've submitted more than enough signatures to get the initiative on the November ballot, and they're confident they can raise the millions of dollars needed to get it passed. The initiative would make it legal for anyone 21 or older to possess an ounce of marijuana and grow plants in an area no larger than 25 square feet for personal use. It would also allow cities and counties to permit marijuana to be grown and sold and to impose taxes on it. The petition submitted to the state will be reviewed to validate the signatures. There are a number of groups and organizations, including those in law enforcement, that have vowed to defeat the measure if it ends up on the ballot. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
President Obama took time out today to attend a college basketball game between 2 top 10 teams, Duke and Georgetown. Mr. Obama even did a few minutes of color commentary on the CBS broadcast of the game, and he joked with color commentator Clark Kellogg.
After retirement, I'm coming after your job, Clark. Just letting you know.
Okay,
so
all right.
You either have 3 more years or 7. I'm not sure yet, but...
The president munched on popcorn and occasionally read messages on his BlackBerry as he watched the game, which Georgetown won. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.